This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for January 18th, 2023. As we finally near the opening of Tron Light Cycle Run at the Magic Kingdom, Disney's preparing the already aged show building for public consumption. Usually, of course, when a new ride is built, there's not enough time between the completion of the structures and the grand opening for noticeable amounts of dirt or grime to accumulate on it. But in the case of Tron Light Cycle Run, where construction began in earnest in very early 2018, there's been more than enough time for this building to get dirty, and for that matter, the canopy over the outdoor portion as well, which has been noticeably filthy for some time. But thankfully, Disney has sent crews to clean the exterior of the building now ahead of that grand opening in just a few weeks' time on April 4th. Of course, pass holder, cast member, and DVC previews will happen in March, so that's even sooner. The building, as you can see, is quite dirty, but it doesn't seem to be anything a simple power wash can't fix. We assume and hope the cleaning project will move to the canopy next, which has been visibly stained for quite some time. Good to see this finally happening. With just a few days before Splash Mountain will close forever at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom, a small piece of the attraction's history has been restored. If you've ever been on the ride since it opened in 1992, you probably walked by a piece of Disney signage featuring the, I mean, it's not really carved, it's resin, but it looks like it's carved. But it features the protagonist Br'er Rabbit noting that you may get wet. The sign remained untouched, of course, until a couple days ago where it went missing. Reportedly, someone tried to take it. Arguing reports. One says someone actually got it off the wall and took it and then was apprehended. Another one says someone just pulled on it and it got kind of loose, and so cast members took it down to fix it. Either way, the sign is back, and it's back in place as the attraction lives out its final days of operation until January 22nd, where it will ride off into the sunset to be replaced by Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which will open in late 2024. Two of the last remaining COVID-shuttered character experiences at the Magic Kingdom are returning soon. Enchanted Tales with Belle and Ariel's Grotto in Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom have been closed, at least in their original capacity, since March of 2020, when the entirety of the resort closed due to the pandemic. Now, nearly 3 years later, both offerings are close to returning. Ariel's Grotto will reopen to guests on January 22nd, while Enchanted Tales with Belle will reopen on February 19th. Both attractions will be offered as part of Genie Plus as well, providing Lightning Lane access. Guests have been able to greet Belle both inside and outside of the cottage over the past few months, but the full attraction has been not available. Ariel's Grotto, meanwhile, is a much more traditional meet-and-greet experience where guests could meet Ariel in her mermaid form. That has been unavailable anywhere at Walt Disney World since March of 2020. Obviously, that's why that's returning so much sooner than Enchanted Tales. It's way less complicated. But it's great to see both of these returning. The annual pass holder exclusive Dumbo magnet is now available at the Creation Shop at Epcot. Pass holders can pick up the magnet at the Creation Shop entrance facing the construction walls. Each pass holder gets one magnet and should have their annual pass and photo ID ready to claim it. The magnet has a pink D-shaped border reading Walt Disney World Annual Pass Holder. Dumbo, wearing his circus hat and collar, is smiling in the center. There are three small white sections to pop out. Most annual pass holder magnets as well can be animated at passholdermagnets.com, but Dumbo is not currently an option. It's unclear if he'll be added at a later time. And yes, it is Dumbo in the sort of the current Mickey and Minnie short style, not traditional Dumbo. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. New dinner menu items recently landed at Space 220 Restaurant in Epcot. There are also some lunch items, too. And we rode the Stellarvator up to above the park to try them out. The last menu update was disappointing in our review, so we're ready to see if the options have improved. And not only did they improve, but I think we're once again ready to say this is one of the best restaurants in the park, if not the best. For the liftoffs or appetizers, we had the roasted beet salad, which has petite rosette lettuce, herb pesto, hazelnuts, caramelized goat cheese all in it. There's the scallop ravioli, which has diver scallops, thyme, chardonnay sauce, and black truffle pearls. And the coconut curry lobster bisque, which is butter poached lobster, snow peas, pearl onions, baby carrots, and cherry tomatoes. For the star courses or entrees, there is the slightly updated, two slightly updated options, the space glazed duck breast, which has fried jasmine rice, asparagus, pineapple, orange hoisin sauce all in it. And the Galactic Miso Salmon, which is miso salmon, glazed rainbow carrots, edamame, and celeriac puree. Then there's a pair of new desserts, the Supernova Sweets, including a pistachio and citrus, which is pistachio mousse, charcoal olive oil cake, blood orange sorbet, and sauce. And then the Peanut Caramel Comet, which is vanilla tart, candied peanuts, caramel popcorn, white chocolate cream, and of course, it's a peanut butter tart in there. You can read the full review at WDWNT.com to find out what we thought. Send a message from regions beyond with the Haunted Mansion stationery set now available at Walt Disney World. It's $24.99. The kit includes 12 postcards with 4 designs in the set, a 50-page notepad, 50 envelopes, a set of 4 pencils, 2 pens, 2 sheets of faux wax seals, and an address label sticker roll. It's quite a bit for $24.99. The case features such Gracie Manor residents like the Singing Bus, the Hatbox Ghost, and the Hitchhiking Ghost. Each sheet contains 15 wax seals. The seals say, "Beware of Hitchhiking Ghost" in pastel green and purple. Appropriately, the set of 4 pencils star the characters from the 4 stretching room portraits. The pens are light blue and black and feature the same art that's on the case. The envelopes also have the same art, though they focus on 1 piece of art per envelope. The postcards show the Hatbox Ghost, the Hitchhiking Ghost, the Singing Bust, and the Bride. We found this set in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom. And while we're talking of new Haunted Mansion items, there's also 2 new pullback toys, one for the Haunted Mansion and another for the Prince Charming Regal Carousel. The Haunted Mansion Dune Buggy pullback toy is $9.99. It features the Hitchhiking Ghost, Phineas, Ezra, and Gus taking a ride in a Dune Buggy, and they're shown in an eerie blue. Then there's the Mickey Mouse Carousel Horse pullback toy for $9.99. featured Mickey Mouse on the Prince Charming Regal Carousel. I put that in air quotes because this will probably be sold at every Disney resort on Earth, and it's just whatever carousel is there, it's what it's themed to. Not to be outdone, more than 2 years after the Happy Ride with Baymax first spun into our hearts at Tokyo Disneyland, they have a wacky spinner toy available on January 26th. The new toy comes with 2 pieces, a replica of the ride's vehicle, and a paper box designed to resemble the attraction's floor and walls. The wall design is printed on the side, with the floor strongly resembling that of the ride with its logo in the very center. Key to the toy, of course, is the replica of the ride vehicle with Baymax at the front and guests sitting in a purple vehicle behind him, reminiscent of Hero's helmet from Big Hero 6. The toy, again, will be available starting January 26th at the Treasure Comet in Tomorrowland. And of course, you could also pick up a CD of the music you could play while you play with the toys. And I dare you not to get the soundtrack stuck in your head. Even right now, they're stuck in my head right now. Jean-Marie Clement, the director of food product and purchasing at Disneyland Paris, has left the French resort to move to the Tokyo Disney Resort, according to reports. Clement shared the news on his LinkedIn page, quote, "After 2 fantastic years at Disneyland Paris, I have just accepted a new position at Tokyo Disney Resort. Even if it is very hard to leave such an amazing team in Paris, going back to Tokyo has always been on my mind, and I accepted the opportunity right away. Paris team, I will miss you, and to my friends and colleagues in Tokyo, I cannot wait to see you soon." Clement previously spent 2 years as the director of food, product, and purchasing at Disneyland Paris, where he pioneered initiatives such as the Disneyland Paris 30th anniversary menus, as well as all the food in the newly opened Avengers campus at Walt Disney Studios Park. He also spearheaded the new menus at Toad Hall and Walt, both of which reopened to positive reviews last year. Clement also worked on concept for restaurants around the world, including Docking Bay 7 at both Disneyland and Hollywood Studios, Be Our Guest Restaurant, Satouli Canteen, and Topolino's Terrace, among others. And from 2005 to 2010, he was the director of food and beverage at Walt Disney Attractions Japan, advising the Oriental Land Company on their dining operations at the time. This will mark his second tenure at the Tokyo Disney Resort. He has quite the resume. Disneyland Paris has never been known for their food quality. Those new Waltz and Toad Hall menus are great. We liked a lot of the food, a majority of the food, I'll say, in Avengers Campus. That being said, if you want to watch us review the food in all of those places, we have videos right here on the channel. There's one where I try 30 of the 30th anniversary options, and then another video where we eat every single food item in Avengers Campus in Paris. So if you want to see some of his work that he did on those menus, you could check those out. But Be Our Guest, not currently, it's pretty awful currently, but Be Our Guest back in the day, Satouli now and forever, those are all really good menus and really good restaurants. And Tokyo, their snack game is unbeatable. The churros, the sweet potato tipo torta comes to mind, the popcorn, all those snacks are unbelievable. Their food, though, counter service and even table service, their meals are not great. So this is good news. I assume he's going to be working on Fantasy Springs, which opens next year. They're probably getting those menus ready now. But I think holistically, they're probably looking to fix up a lot of the menus property-wide in Japan, which I think is a very good thing. Disney Cruise Line has announced more details, including a new fireworks show for their Silver Anniversary at Sea, which will be celebrated from May to September of this year. The Silver Anniversary at Sea celebrates the 25th anniversary of the cruise line, which launched with the Disney Magic in 1998. Disney Cruise Line was the first cruise line ever, of course, to have fireworks at sea, and a new fireworks display will celebrate that during this anniversary and its itineraries. The limited-time show will feature iconic Disney music and as well that new signature song they've created just for the anniversary. The 25th anniversary fireworks show will be on most Bahamian, Caribbean, and Mediterranean sailings this summer. Guests will be invited to join the ship's captain and cruise director on one evening of each cruise for a special anniversary toast, where they'll be joined by Captain Mickey and Captain Minnie in their Silver Anniversary at Sea outfits, and the toast will feature again that new song. Guests who have sailed with Disney Cruise Line before as part of Castaway Club will also get to be a part of the celebration, as they will receive a limited edition 11-by-14-inch framed Captain Mickey art print in their stateroom. The artwork you're seeing now is by Disney artist Joe Kaminsky. This is a great gift. How cute. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on WWNT.TV.